This is the story for Ascension Sunday, and it's part of Jesus' final prayer. It's at the end of his long talk with the disciples that begins in chapter 13 with the washing of their feet, and it builds up to the climax of this prayer. This prayer is then the culmination of Jesus' relationship with the disciples, and it's also the point of transition from his being with them to his being with God. That's why it's an appropriate part of this prayer for Ascension Sunday. In the context of John, it's important to recognize is that Jesus is telling this, obviously, to God, to the Father, but the disciples are there watching. So he is praying for them, but he is addressing the Father. And that's what you want to catch in the telling of this, is on the one hand that Jesus is talking to the Father, but on the other hand, it is that he is addressing the audience as his disciples. That is, he's inviting them, and you are inviting your audience to listen in to this prayer. And he's praying for them. So you also are praying for the people, you know, who are gathered in your community. And the tone of the prayer is a tone of peace, of intimacy with God. It may also have been chanted in its original context. And so you might want to experiment with chanting this prayer. I have not done that in this telling, simply because it is so unusual, and so I wanted to try to model the way that I think most people will do it. The substance of the prayer is, first of all, a paraphrase of Jesus' earlier prayer that he taught the disciples, the Lord's Prayer, which begins with, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name." That is, may your name be sanctified, may it be honored in the world. This is a prayer because often God's name is not honored. It is taken in vain. It is used in curses every day. It is, more importantly, God's name is not honored. Many people are fed up with God, think that God is responsible for all the terrible things that happen in the world, and either mock or even hate the name of God. So this prayer that God's name might be honored is also a prayer for what might happen in relation between God and the people of the human race. So Jesus has made God's name known, and they've received them and know in truth that I came from you. They believe that you sent me. But the beginning of this prayer is the prayer for God's name, and that Jesus has made God's name known to those whom God gave to Jesus. The words from God that Jesus speaks, you know, what he identifies again in the prayer is that his words have come from God, so they have a divine source. These are words that God has spoken to Jesus and that Jesus then has made known, has communicated to his disciples and to those with whom he has been in conversation throughout this gospel. That is the listeners. I have told everything that I have heard from the Father to them, that is, to those who are listening. The prayer is for them. The prayer is that they might be saved from the powers of this world, and specifically, that they might be one. Now, what that means is that they were not one in the first century, just as they are not one now, and that's why Jesus needed to pray about that and asked that their oneness might be restored, so that the protection of them in God's name is that they may be one. as we are one. This prayer is one of the central prayers then for Ascension Sunday, that the community of the body of Christ in the world might be one. So that's a prayer for now, as it was a prayer then. The next part of Jesus' prayer is for the protection of his disciples, of those whom he loves. And it is a statement of, on the one hand, that he has protected them, but also that now that he is leaving them, a prayer that they would be protected by God. There are several things in this prayer that allude to the situation of Jesus' followers in the aftermath of the Jewish war. The hatred of the world, which was experienced in the hatred of the Romans for the people of Israel, for their religion. So the destruction of the temple is in the background of this discourse. The prayer for protection is a prayer that is needed in view of the fact that they were not protected during the war, and thousands of the people of Israel were killed in that war, and most graphically, when the siege was broken by the Romans, and they broke into the city of Jerusalem, into the temple, and slaughtered thousands of people. So this is a real prayer for something that has not been part of the experience of those who are hearing this prayer. The hatred of the world was then a very specific dimension of the experience of all those who heard this prayer. The prayer is also that they may have Jesus' joy completed in them. Now, that has been an earlier part of Jesus' speech to them. Now, I've said these things to you that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete in the parable of the vineyard, in the vine and branches discourse. So there are several elements of those earlier speeches that are woven into this prayer. The protection that Jesus asks for at the end is that they would be protected from the evil one. Now, the evil one is the ruler of this world. And it is not out of the question that this also has some connection with the political situation of the community, and that this may even be a reference to the emperor in the period of John. The author of the Apocalypse to John regularly referred to Rome and to the emperor as various dimensions of the evil one. So this may have both a specific reference as well as an apocalyptic reference to the powers of evil in the world. The opposition then between Jesus, who has come to save people, and the powers of this world that are out to destroy them is very present here in this prayer. And so the climax of the prayer is the prayer for their sanctification. That is, that they might be made holy. They might be made a part of the sanctified community. Now, this is related to the basic prayer that is also shared by the founders of Rabbinic Judaism. The Mishnah is structured to enable the people of Israel to maintain the sanctity of the temple, the sanctity of this holy place. And so Jesus' prayer that they would be sanctified as he himself is sanctified, that's what you did before you went to the temple. You sanctified yourself. You were made clean so that then in the presence of God you were pure. That is the prayer here, is that they would be sanctified and that they would have that virtue and that experience of the purity of the temple. So this prayer resonates with the experience of the people of Israel in the aftermath of the loss of the temple and the loss of that experience and that central place of holiness. And this is regularly called the high priestly prayer. That is where Jesus takes the role of the high priest in the temple, praying for the people, which is what happened on the Day of Atonement. The high priest went into the Holy of Holies and prayed for the forgiveness of the sins of the nation. Well, Jesus is here praying for the people. He is praying for his own in the same way that the high priest did in the temple. So that's the spirit of the recital of this that you want to try to convey.